Vayidaber Hashem Elov Me'o Moed Leimor. Vayikra, beginning of a new Sefer Korbanos. Vayikra El Moshe, Zokta Heilig Rashi, L'chol Dibros, U'l'chol Amiros, U'l'chol Tzivuyim, every dibur, every speech, l'chol amiris, every saying, l'chol tzivuyim, every commandment, kadma kriya, preceded with a kriya, lashon chiba, a language of endearment, lashon shemalachi hasharis, mishtamshin ba, a language that we find that the malachi hasharis use. Shin Emar, where do you find that the Malachi Asharis use the language of Kriya? Shin Emar, as we say every morning, we just said a little bit ago, a few hours ago, or a half hour ago. Shin Emar, Vikara Ze El Ze Viamar. This Lashon of Kriya, the Parsha and the Sefer of Ayikra, comes to tell us that just because whenever you find the pasuk of Vayidaber, Vayoymer, of a tzivoy, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out, calls out to you in a loving way, holds you by the hand before he tells you, strokes your shoulder before he gives you that speech, and he hugs you with that lashon and that means of endearment. Yet the Sifrei Chachamim asks here a very strong question. In Seif Beis, in the Sifrei Chachamim always is reading between the lines of Rashi, explaining and sometimes asking very critical questions on Rashi. Sheba'ol Moed Kidma Kriya Kalaymer Mikan Binyan Av. From here is the source. The B'chol Mokom Shenemer Vayidaber Vayoymer Tzav, any time, which happens often. Kadosh Baruch says, right, one of the most common psukim in the Torah, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Lamer, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lamer. Right? We're very familiar with those psukim. You should know, don't read that pasuk as an independent phrase. Don't think that speech just happened right then and there. Should know that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Vayikra. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu was connecting with Moshe Rabbeinu and calling him in that loving way, which that Lashon of Vayikra has the root of Vayikar. I don't know if I told you guys that I was at a chasana under the chuppah. It was running late, and the chassan didn't go through the whole ksuba. I try to go through the ksuba with the chassan, so he knows what he's being mischayev himself to under the chuppah. So Rishmul, I was at a chassan. Rishmul Kamenetsky was running late. Whatever, he asked the chassan. He says, "Do you know what the ksuba is about?" So the chassan's like, "Not really." So he says, "One of the words, two words you have to know." He said, "One of the words you have to know, the ikar, that you have to treat your wife as precious." Vayikra comes from a lashon of creating as a precious jewel of that language of endearment. But listen to what the Sifrei Chachamim says. Called Vayidaber Vayomer Tzav Kodum Lachen Hayakriya. Dibor Hada Amran, right? Dibor, the Raya is what? From our Pasuk. Vayikra Moshe Vayidaber. So Vayikra came before Dibor. Amira Dechsiv Beparsha Shmos. Amira that comes in Parsha Shmos. So what? You should know the Amira didn't happen automatically. The Amira didn't happen right away, but there was what preceding it? There was a Vayikra, a Lashon of endearment, preceding the Vayomer. Why? Shenemar Vayikra Elov Elohim Mitoich HaSneh Vayomer. Because it said, by the situation of the Sneh, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Vayomer, but preceding the Vayomer, the pasuk says there in Shmos, Vayikra. Tzivoy, how do you know that Vayikra came before Tzivoy? Also, earlier in the Torah, the Chsiv, Parshas Vayishma Yisro, Vayikra Hashem L'moisha El Rosh Ahar, Vayoymer Reid Ba'am Vihi Lashon Tzivoy, Shalo Yaharsu. So those are the three examples that Rashi is referring to, right? What's the question the Sifsei Chachamim asks? Aval Kasha. Lama Loi Pirish Rashi HaPirish Le'el B'Parsha Shmos O B'Parsha Vayishma Yisro. B'Lama Hiniach Ad Kan Soif Divrei Sifsei Chachamim. Tzarchia. It's a beautiful Rashi. It's a very important Rashi. It's a fundamental Rashi. But Rashi leaves us hanging. Because Rashi, you're out of order. Because this concept and this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lending out a hand, give me your hand, lending out a hand, wanting to connect, and before he gives the tzivoy, before he gives the vayomer, he should do it in order. He should introduce that what? In which parsha, Rabbi Isai? Parsha Shmos, and the first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to Moshe Rabbeinu with that language of Vayikra. Why does Rashi choose to introduce this concept of Vayikra, that introductory remarks that's not always apparent and found in the actual scripture, in the actual wording of the Torah, but you should know it was always Miloshen Vayikar, always HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeking us out, Miloshen Chiva. Now Rabbi Isai, I want to just minimize the question, because I really think the crux of the question emanates from Parsha Shmos, from the situation of the snap. Because whatever you're going to say, Rabbi Isai, the reason why it's not going to start in Yisro is because Yisro is not the first one. Yisro is the second one. So the real question is that first time that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam introduced himself with this Lashon Chiba, and that we find the parent in the Torah of this Lashon Kriya, of this idea of Chiba, before the actual speech, which was the Sneh, why didn't Rashi teach us that at that point in time? And Rabbi Isai, I'd like to focus on that for a second. You see, because this year, Rabbi Isai, and this week's Parsha, is not just Parshas Vayikra. And it's not just Parshas HaChodesh, which is the Aschalta de Geula that every one of us says in the Haggadah of Yochol Mirosh Chodesh, that already we could have had a Hava Amina, and were it not for the Rabbeinu Shalom to give us a Gzeiras HaKosov that we say in the Haggadah, wait for Leil HaSeder. You would have had a Hava Amina, and Rabbi Isai, every Hava Amina needs explanation in an Halacha. You would have had a Hava Amina to say the Haggadah, to start Tzipor Yitzvah Tzitzrayim, to already start experiencing the Gula when? From when? From this Rosh Chodesh. This Rosh Chodesh this year is on Parshas HaChodesh. HaChodesh HaZelochem Rosh Chodesh Parshas Vayikra. Is there a Tzad HaShov? Is there a common denominator between the three Sifrei Torah that we take out, between the Aschalta de Geula that we experience on this Rosh Chodesh, on Yochum Ibra Rosh Chodesh, on the Parsha of HaChodesh HaZelochem getting the first mitzvah in the Torah, and Parshas Vayikra? Pass me my bag. This is a sefer to Teferes Yonason. It's Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz Perish and Chumash. Quoted Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz, the Aris Vash, Urim V'Tumim, Kreis Yuplesi on Yeridea. A goin is an understatement. The Aris Vash, Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz in his Perish and Chumash, in Parshas Va'era, on the Pasuk that the Psukim in Va'era that speak about the lineage of three Shvatim. So he asked the following question. Actually, I'm sorry. He explains the following chap. He says, why did Shevet Levi was not included in the Sheba? Like, what was like, okay, I got it. We have to respect Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is miyuchas for us, but like, the Mitzrayim don't have to respect Shevet Levi. Like, what were they thinking? We don't find that, like, our enemies usually start respecting and making distinctions. And so Rabbi Yonis and Aibishit says something fascinating. Rabbi Yonis and Aibishit says Paro was much smarter than you think. And Paro knew that ultimately, the leader of Am Yisrael was going to come out of Shevet Levi. But he said, you can't be the leader of Am Yisrael unless you're someone who's Mitoy Ha'am. Someone who's actually involved in the same matzav as Am Yisrael. And there will be a mechitza between him and Bnei Yisrael. The Pesukim say, V'loy shamu Bnei Yisrael mikoytza ruach mi'avayda kasha. What does that mean? They weren't able to hear Moshe Rabbeinu mikoytza ruach mi'avayda kasha. You know what they were saying, Rabbi Say? Similar statements to what you say. You understand what we're going through? We have avayda kasha. We're not part of Shevet Levi. We don't have a day off or vacation time. We're not free to do these things. You have the ability to speak Geula language. We don't have this time. Mikoytza ruach, mi'avayda kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't connect us. Paro was a goyim. Paro was brilliant. Paro created a mechitza between Am Yisrael and their potential leader. And Memela Paro said, whoever this leader is going to be, if he's from Shevet Levi, I'm not going to let him be part of the Am. Goinus. Wow. And Taka, that's what it was. And Paro was right. And he did a smart thing. Yet, Moshe Rabbeinu comes out to be the leader, to be the source of the Geula, to be the person that is going to take us out from affliction, from galus, from shibud. And when does that happen, Rabbi Yisai? When is Moshe Rabbeinu appointed to be this leader, to be this individual, to be this person that has the ability to extract us from this koytzer ruach avoda kasha? When does that happen, Rabbi Yisai? At what point, Rabbi Yisai, did Rabbi Shalom ask Moshe Rabbeinu to lead him? At the snare. At that kriya that the Sifsei Chachamim is asking. Why doesn't Rashi introduce the concept of kriya at the first time it's found in the Torah? Everyone understand what I'm asking? So Rabbi Yisai, I had siyata d'shmaya. I once saw this word, I think it was a few years ago, from a Rav that I don't know if there's any other Rav and any other source that you could read such a Torah as well as from this Rav. There is no one who can say this Torah, as gevaldik as the Torah is, but you can't just look at the Torah for the teichen and the concept that he's presenting, Rabbi Yisai. In order for you to understand this Torah, you need to close your eyes for a second. You need to imagine the life of the Piezetzner, the life of Esh Kodesh, the life of a person being Dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in hell. Gehenim Shebe Gehenim. People dropping like flies. Losing all his children. His families wiped out. Any yid that bare bones has anything left is looking for some chizuk in the darkest of times. And it's Parshas Vayikra. And the Piazetzner, without quoting the Sisei Chachomim, without any Svarim, without any Batei Midrashos, but Beruach Kodcho, has the exact same question as the Sisei Chachomim. And he asks, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, everyone take out the sheet. Everyone have the sheet. He quotes the Rashi, let's just see the Rashi inside again. But Rabbi Isai, I am begging you, when you read this, don't just read this. While we're reading this, Rabbi Isai, I want all of you to take a second and to try to visualize and imagine what is going on around this Rebbe, around this Kadosh Shebe Kadosh, while he is saying this Torah on Parshas Vayikra during World War II in the camps. It's not just the word. It's life. He lived this word. This was real. Now let's try to read what he says. Vayikra El Moshe Vayidabra Hashem Elov May Oil Moed. Uperish Rashi, Rashi says, L'chol Dibris, U'l'chol Amiris, U'l'chol Tzivuyim, Kidma Kriya Lashon Chiba, Lashon Shemalochi Hashares, Mishtam Shimbo, Shenemar, Vikara, Ze, Alze, Vyomar. The Rashi we just says, look at the first paragraph, V'tzarech Loimar, Lama Meforish Rashi Zois Bekriya Zu, V'loy bisne, sheneemar vayar Hashem kisar liros. So the Pizetzner asked the same question that we just pointed out from the Sifsei Chachamim. It should have said at the first time Vayikra is created b'lashon, is presented b'lashon chiba by the amira of the sne. Kisar liros Vayikra elav Elokim mitoch hasne vayomer Moshe Moshe vayomer hinei. Good. That's the question I'd like to deal with. Rabbi Isai, I'd like you to skip the next two paragraphs, which is his first mahalach that he explains, but I don't want to focus on that, although that is an incredible mahalach on its own right, maybe for another time, but I'd like to focus on his second mahalach, which I think is the Pesach for our entire sugya, and for this triple Sifrei Torah, Parsha, HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh, and Parshas Vayikra. Oid Efshir, Ki Vikara Ze El Ze, the Pasuk in Yeshaya that we quote. So what is that, Rabbi Isai? Just let's think about the phrase that we just said in Shacharis. Vikara Ze, Nekadesh Hashemcha Be'olam, let's sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name Be'olam in this world. Keshem Shemakdishim Oisoi B'Shmei Moram. What does that mean, Rabbi Say? What is Vikara Ze El Ze V'yomar? And one malach turns to the other malach and he states, Oid Efshir, Ki Vikara Ze El Ze, if you look at the Targum on that Pasuk of this malach turning to that malach, Ze El Ze, Mitargminon, it's translated, the Targum says, Umekablin Dain Min Dain. And they receive one from the other. Kamosha Amrim, like we say every day in Asher, Uvalutzion, Mekablin Dain Min Dain. That's the targum of, right? Valtzin is the targum of Kedusha. The East, it's in Shulchan Aruch, right? That's why it has to be said in a special tone and different halachas about the way to say Valtzin. It's not a Pashur Kedusha. It's a higher level Kedusha. Mekablan Demidein. The Isa B'tikune Zara, Rabbi Isa, listen to what the Zara says. Shaha, listen to this. Shaha Shamalachim Mekablan Dein Midein. That which the malachim have the ability to be mekabel, this one from this run, Yisrael garmim lahem. Who allows them to do that? Yisrael causes it. Kad mekablin da min da, bein ba'oraisa, bein ba'mamona, ayin sham. When Am Yisrael, between each other, are mekabel from one another, whether it's in mammon, whether it's in brachas, whether it's in tefillas, whether it's in Torah, teaching each other, interacting with one another, kamekablin dein midein, that allows for malachim what? To also now, v'karazel zev yomah. That creates an automatic reaction in the heavens that the malachim have the ability to turn to one another. V'loy rakish enoistin zel azet tzedaka ugmilas chasad. Listen to what the Piazetzner is saying. And don't think that this is only in a situation and in a reality that we have money and we're affluent and we can give tzedakah to each other. Or we have the opportunity, we have the time, we have the strength to do gmilas chasadim for one another. Avada, that's true also. But the Piazetzner is apparently looking around at weak, bare-boned people with no money, with no life, with no family left. And he says, what's the karazel zeh, what's mekablin dein midein now? How do we mekabel one from another in this reality, in this Gehenna? Rakam kisheshomeya ish mitzoros Yisrael, v'oise kol ma sheyochol laso is letoivosom, u'bechlal liboy nishbar bekirbo, the hadam nifka begidov. Even when a person has no money, when a person doesn't have the opportunity to do gmilas chasadim, he's too weak. But he has the opportunity to what? To turn to his chaver and listen to his chaver's tzaris, and listen to the person next to him suffering. And he doesn't only listen, but it's nishbar bekirbo. It's breaking him inside of him. V'adam nifka begidov, and inside his organs, the blood is now rushing to those areas. Umilev nishbar, and from a broken heart, when he sees and he hears the suffering of his chaver, he does what? His blood and his physical reaction, oise tshuva la'Hashem. He's ma'orir to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to beg from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmanis. V'gam mispalel elov Yisborach. And he davens for his chaver. Ba'ad Yisrael for that other yid that's suffering. Gam zois kabolo yi shemekablin dein midein. Says the Piazetzner in Auschwitz. In these barracks. When we don't know if we're going to die tonight, there's still a mekablin dein midein that we could give to one another. With no money, with no cars, with no life, with no family. We can become mekablin dein midein just by listening to one another, just by being sympathetic to one another, just by reacting to the tzaris. It's called noisei ba'ol im chaveiro. Person who doesn't only just say, ah, chaval, that's bad news. It kills me. It hurts me. It changes my life. When someone in this room is going through a difficult tragedy, that's my tragedy. I can't stand it. I beg to the Rabbeinu Shalom on his behalf. Because mekablin dein midein. Because Klal Yisrael is guf echad. Ki ish echad b'lev echad, Rabbi Yisai. We are one guf that has a common goal. That's mekablin de midei. And the chiddush nifla of the Piazetzner here is, guess what? The malachim can't do this. Malachim have their own shlichus. Malachim have their own independent reality. Malachim are created for one purpose, for one shlichus, for one goal. And they don't have a connection to one another. They don't have the ability without Klal Yisrael, says the Zoyar, to be vikara ze el ze. Says the Zoyar, the only way such a reality of vikara ze el ze can exist is only through Am Yisrael, mekablim dein midein. And it's not about wealth, and it's not about time, and it's not about opportunities. It's about here in the darkness, where we're all sitting here together, and I'm trying to be mechazik everyone. That's how the malachim are going to be able to sing Shira, and to be mekadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the oil of my MS. V'hei mimenu rachmanos u'pu'ulos toiv v'sho'is aleim. V'gam tfila shemispal ba'adam. V'gorim b'zeh l'malo. And this, and only this, is what create in the oilam l'malo a concept of mekablim dein midein. Because without us, Rabbi Yisai, there is no mekablim dein midein upstairs. Malachim don't have that. They respond to our mekablim dein midein. And that's what the Piazetzner say. V'ine anachnu kibalnu me'amalachim baruch shem kevod ma'chusol li'olam va'ed. We also got a gift in exchange for our gift. You say, we're businessmen. Malachim give us what? We give the malachim the karazel zevi amar because we have each other and they can gain off that. But we get something from what? From the malachim, in exchange. What do we get? The ability to say, Baruch Shem Kavon Machusoli Olam Voed. The Medrash says, we took that from the malachim. And that we shouldn't be thieves, Rabbi Yisai. Right? We shouldn't we say it quietly. So why do we say it quietly? Says the Piazetzner as follows. Bosha Amr Vamekablam Mekablam Eitonu Esakriya Shi Mekablam Demidem Kan Israel El. HaBaruch Shem Kavod Machusoli Olam Voed Shekibalnu Me'amalachim Anu Omrim Belachash. We say it quietly. So the Piazetzner is going with the Mahalach right now that we're not like the Medrash that we're thieves, but that if they get from us, then we should be able to get from them. So why is it that what? By them, it's B'kol Ram, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, the world shakes when the Malachim are V'kara Zel Zeh. It's loud, it's screamed. Yet what? When we say Shema, with the exception on Yom Kippur, when we are Malachim, what? We say it, Shh, B'chashai. We whisper Baruch Shem. Why? Says the Piazetzner, listen. HaBaruch Shem, Kvod Malchus Lolam Voed, Shekibalnu Me'amalachim, Anu Omer B'lachash, V'akara Zel Zeh, Shekiblu Amalachim Yisrael, Heim Korim B'kol, Shomar HaKosef. V'akara Zel Zeh, V'yamar, Kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvos melech al haaretz kvodo, v'yanu amos asifim mikol akore. Every the world is gonna shake from that kol kore. V'hi mipnei, listen to this. Shavikara zel ze. What's the vikara zel ze coming from, Rabbi Yisai? What did we just say? It's coming from mikablim dein midein. What's mekablin dein midein, Rabbi Yisai? It's us responding to your tzara. I hear he has a tzara, I scream. That's painful for me. So when the malachim respond to that reality, she mekablin dein midein, she mekablin meYisrael, gam mitoich tzar Yisrael ba, shezet toimech lezeh, when we're dependent on each other, when we're feeling being margish the tsar of someone else. V'liboy shel shzeh, nishbar mitzor shel zeh k'nizkar le'er. And my heart literally breaks over your tsar. V'akriya abo mitoich ha'tsar v'ke'ev. Rabbi Yisai, when I step hard in the middle of shir onto your toes and try to wake you up, everybody say, what do you react? Ow! A kriya! A tzaka! Mitoich hakev! From the suffering! Ouch! Vakriya bo mitoich hatzar vakevi bakol! Memela what says the Pia Zetzner, Vigama malochim tzoyakim bakol, merachmonis al tzai Yisrael. When what's creating this amira, when it's creating this statement, is the tzar of one another, of the suffering of one another, then what? Memela, it's going to be a scream. And the malochim are going to mimic our scream, because they're getting that koyach to be medaber one another from us. Mashikablam anu mea malochim. But what we get from the malachim, from that malachim that of that independent reality, malachim that don't even know what tzar is, baruch shem kavod ma'achsol le'olam vo'ed, loy mitoich tzar omrimo ha'malachim. Malachim don't scream in pain. Malachim are not suffering. Ki ha'im tam kvar malach tzaro shel Yisrael. Did a malach ever taste what Auschwitz tastes like? Did a malach ever feel what it feels to be a yid that's chased by these dogs of Nazis? Vishosh and Makim also, after they beat me to the ground last week. Oh, esposhto, bishash, shirodfnoso, muvadazinoso. Did the malach ever feel what it feels like to be a Rosh Hashiva? His beard is pulled off hair by hair, and then he's strapped to the back of a car on his wedding day, and he's driven 60 miles an hour. Did a malach ever feel that? Oh, his pachto, or his fear of what are they conspiring to do next? Or the way he feels when it's been 5 nights and he hasn't had anything to eat? Rabbi Yisai, that's Parshas Vayikra. Ufia nizker le'el remez lo Hashem. Shemeis shematas hakol akorish al amalachim kol akorish akara zel zeh bevchinas mekablim dey midein min Yisrael him mekablim. Barash ha-godol ad sheno amos asifim yitzarim shal Yisrael uve'ech tuch aleim or aleihem dlutri. Says the Pia Zetzner, Rabbi Yisai, I'll tell you why Rashi decided to introduce the kriya in this week's parsha, and not in the first time kriya and lashon chiba was introduced by the Sneh. Says the Pia Zetzner, because this is the parsha of Karbonis. And Rashi didn't, you know, this is something that often the Talmud Rebbe teaches us. Rashi was done very meticulously. Rashi was written, even his examples were not arbitrary. Something that the Lubavitcher Rebbe was also very fond of, that Rashi ala Torah was written with Kedusha. It's not arbitrary that Rashi says, and by the way, we find such a lashon of Vikara by the Malach. Says the Pia Zetzner, those two things are linked. How do the malachim get the ability to be korazel zel? Let's look back in Rashi, Rabbi Zeh. Lashon chiba, lashon shemalachi asharis mishtamshin shino, shenemar v'korazel zel. Rashi wasn't just telling you, by the way, we also find this lashon kriya, this lashon chiba, when it comes to malachim. Says the Pia Zetzner, the only reason why malachim can do that is because there's a kriya by us. There's a mekablim dein midein by us. But what creates that mekablim dein midein, Rabbi Yisai? What creates that Lashon Chiba between each other, each one of us, that the Malachim don't have that? And they only get it and extract it from us. It's the Karbonus. It's the Yisurim. It's the suffering. It's the Miyad Basar V'Dam that our Mamish, the Gemara in Taina says, is the Karbonus. It's your suffering. And it's me responding to that suffering. And it's you responding to my suffering. And internalizing it. And connecting to it. And being mekablim dein mi dein. And then the Malachim say, Azakovid, Nikadesh es Hashem. Vikorozel ze viomar. Mekablim dein mi dein. What a kedusha! What a kiddush Hashem! When I'm Yisrael, or soivel in the tzar of chaveroi, not just listening, not just interested, intrigued. No, margish dovik. The dam is going to the Ivarim. He's seeking out a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When I say shmakalenu, I'm saying shmakalenu for you. That's my issue. Azam matziv. That can only be exist where, Abba Zayin? That can only exist where? From the Parshas HaKarbonis. Parshas HaKarbonis is not only about Maseches Zvachim. Parshas HaKarbonis is about each and every one of Klal Yisrael's suffering. It's the Yisurim that Klal Yisrael face. It's the Miyat Basar V'Dam. It's the difficulties of life that a person goes through. That's the Karbon. There's no Lashon Chiba. There's no Lashon Kriya that is as halig and as loving as the response HaKadosh Baruch Hu has from such a matzav. When Klal Yisrael give that koyach to the malachim of Mekablim Dein Midein, of Vikara Zel Zeh, in their response to the karbonus of another yid. You want to know, Sapta Pia Zetzner, what is the mucker? What is the source for Kriya Milashon Chiba? What is the koyach and the gewaldige Lashon Chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to? It's Parshas Vayikra. It's Parshas Vayikra. That, when Am Yisrael, as a unified entity, each connect to one another, and are soivel the tzar of one another, ein loshen chiba gedoyla mizu. And says the Piazetzner, Rabbi Yisai, I was thinking this, and I have to be honest, Rabbi Yisai. When I saw this Piazetzner, I was thinking about already an idea speaking about, and then I mamish, this is exactly the direction I was going. And then I saw, he connects it. Ubemevish Rabbish Nois, Isal Aposuk, Vayikra Elov Elohim, Mitoy Chasne, Vayomer Moshe Moshe. This ability to connect to one another, Rabbi Yisai, Lefiani Yazdaiti, is the aside of the Kriya from the Sneh as well. Why did Parshas HaGeula begin? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to take Am Yisrael out when he appointed Moshe Rabbeinu and introduced the Geula at the initial time, Rabbi Yisai? Let's look at the Medrash in Shmos. Medrash Rabbah, Perek Aleph, Chav Zayin. Vayihi bayomim ohem. Vayigdal Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu grew up. Ben Esrim Shana, Yom Moshe bo Yisai Shah. V'yesh Oimrim ben Arboim. Vayigdal Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu got up. V'chiyen akol gdelim. Everybody grows up. Yo, it's not a big chiddush, Vayigdal Moshe. Elo loymar cha, Shoye gadol, Shaloi kederach kol ha'olam. Moshe Rabbeinu grew up, unlike the rest of the world. Vayetze el achiv, and he goes out to his brothers. Shtei yitzios yotza osa tzaddik. There were two times that Moshe Rabbeinu, that tzaddik, went out. Ukasvan HaKadosh Baruch Hu zu achar zu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure to record them in the Torah, this one after that one. Vayetze b'yoyim ha'sheni areshtayim. And what does it say by that yitziyah? Moshe Rabbeinu vayigdal ha'yeled. What's the next word, Rabbi Yisai Zok the Medrash? Vayar b'sivlo som. And he saw b'sivlo som. Mau vayar. What did he see? Shayaroa b'sivlo som. He saw Am Yisrael suffering. U'boiche. And he began to break down and cry. Va'omer, and say, Chaval li aleichem. It's chaval for me. I can't take this. That they're suffering. Not I feel bad for you. Mi tein musi aleichem. She'ein lechem olocha kosher mimolecha zatit. This avoida that they're involved in the mud is so difficult. And he didn't stop. And he put his shoulders amongst their shoulders. And even though what? He was part of Shevet Levi. And he was coming out of the palace. And he got his hands dirty. And he took their obligation and their responsibility of the tit, of the mud. And he made it his. Rabbi Lozer ben Oisha, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Oimer. Ra'a masui gadol al katan. He saw a heavy load on a tiny guy. Umasai katan al gadol. Umasai ish al isha. Umasai ish al ish. Umasui zakin al bachar. Umasui bachar al zakin. Vayameniach dragon shalo. Vaholech umiyashiv lahem sivlo seyem. And he went to go help out each and every one of them. And he would make it as if he was helping Paro. Listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ato Hinachta Askecha, you left your iPhone in the palace. You left your computer in the palace. You left your Narishkeit, your own world. And you started getting involved with the world around you. Valachta liros bitzaran shel Yisrael. You lift up your head out of your own oilam, out of your own little cubicle, your own little box, your own car. Vinohagta bohem minag achim. And you became an ach. Rabbi, you say, what's an ach? What's ach? What's a brother? What does that come from, Rabbi Yisai? How do you say to sow in Hebrew? Me'uche, to be me'uche, to be sewn, threaded together. Vesatachtoinim va'adaber imach. I'm sorry. V'nahakta ben minag achim. Ani maniach esal yoinim v'satachtoinim. I'm going to leave the upper heavens or the other cheshbonos of the world, and I'm going to be what? Va'adaber imach, and I'm going to come speak to you. Hodohu dichsiv. And then the pasuk comes following. Rabbi Yisai, you can't make this up. Vayar Hashem kisar leros. What is there? Where is that phrase? Vayar Hashem kisar leros. When did Moshe Rabbeinu turn away? When did Moshe Rabbeinu turn away? Vayar Hashem kisar leros. Vayar Hashem kisar leros. Help me out here. Vayar Hashem kisar leros. That pasuk is where. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Dalid. By the sneh. Our sneh. Says the Medrash on that sneh. It wasn't just that it was too bright. It wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't handle it. Kisar Leroy Zok the Medrash. Ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did Hashem begin the Geula? At the sneh. At the sneh. Why? That he's leaving his own reality. He's leaving his own business. He's leaving his own self-focused world.
Shesar Lirois B'moisha Shesar Me'asokov Lirois B'sivloisam to get involved in the tzar of his friend. Lefichach. So that's why the Geula began. Lefichach Vayekra Elof Mitoichasneh. That's when the seeds of Geula began to blossom. That parsha where he tells Moshe Rabbeinu the Geula is coming now. That beginning parsha, that initial dibur of the Geula. Marav Raboisai, Marav Raboisai, Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to be the leader at this initial episode, at this initial speech between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikoyach, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was noisei ba'olim chaveiro, didn't only care, didn't only listen, but changed his life because of the tzar of his friend, represented what it means to be ke'ish echad alev echad, that my pulse changes when you're suffering, that my leg hurts when you're going into surgery, that the Chofetz Chaim cannot sleep on a bed during World War I. That's what it means to be a Yid. Not, oh, in Eretz Yisrael this happened and someone got killed and doesn't have a father anymore. That's my brother, that's my garment that I'm sewed to, that I'm me'ucha with. That's my ach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees this and he says, wow, Klal Yisrael is suffering, but not only that, mikablim dein mi dein, there's a bekara ze el ze, and it automatically affects the Elyonim, the heavens. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I also imai noichi b'tzara, I'm going to respond to these korbanis, I'm going to respond to Parshas Vayikra, and the Geula happens. And there's an unbelievable, overwhelming Lashon Chiba from Vayikra at the beginning of this parsha, although it's the third time Vayikra is mentioned. And the answer, Rabbi Yisai, to the Sifsei Chachomim, Lefi Ani Azdaiti Al Derech L'Pia Zetzner, is that the whole Yisoid of the Sneh, which Hashem realized that Moshe Rabbeinu could be the leader of Am Yisrael, all emanated from what? From the Vekora Zel Zevi Omar, the Mekablim Dein Mi Dein of the Yisurim of Karbonis. It was only Mikoyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a Vayikra, had a Lashon Chiba to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to be the leader to plant the idea of Geula to Am Yisrael, because he was the one who introduced this idea of what? Vayar B'Siv Lo Som. And ultimately, that's when the Parsha of Sneh began. And that's when the Vayikra of Sneh began. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu already saw, at least by Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader, this concept of what? Mekablim Dein Mi Dein. That the Pia Zetzner is telling these Jews that have nothing left, lost their parents, lost their children, lost their wives, lost their husbands, that you still have something. You have something greater than the Malachim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears your suffering. And when he sees other Yidden connecting to your suffering, he brings the Geula. And that's why I chose Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why the Sneh and the Geula is going to begin right now. Because of Parshas Vayikra. Because of the ultimate Parsha of Mekablim Dein Mi Dein. Of the Koraz Elzeh. Hashem is living around these angels. What's the hack up there in the heavens? What's the Vekarazel there? What are they shmooze about, Rabbi Yisai? They shmooze about Vayar B'Sivlosam. They shmooze about Parshas HaKorbanos. There's something that the Jews, they just have one up on us. The human being, says the Malachim, that we just can't do. We can only extract from them. It's Vekarazel there. It's Mekablim Dein Mi Dein. It's Vayar B'Sivlosam. We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu's up here. They just don't exist. It's not that type of reality. So that Kriya of Lashon Chiba
that exists by us because we interact like that, that's something that the malachim can't have on their own. And that's the tzmicha of Geula. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, Tiferes Yonason says a geshmak of art. Yonason Iverson said, Paro is a genius. Let's make sure not to enslave Shevet Levi, and the Mela, they won't have a leader, because he won't be one of the Am. What was missing? A Gemara in Gittin on Daf Chav Kimmel Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yisai. Goy adaitei denafshei ka'ovid. He doesn't understand this. He's in it for himself. Even when he connects, it's but kelev echad v'yish echad. It's not ki yish echad b'lev echad, like our footnote points out. It's adaitei denafshei ka'ovid. What's in it for me? It's not understanding that my life is your life, and your life is my life. Is that we're not alone. Is that I might not technically be enslaved, but guess what? Halach v'nosan k'seifav, b'im k'seifav, b'im k'sefein. Lokach es hamasui me'agodol me'alakotan v'akotan me'alagodol me'azokin v'alanar v'anar v'alazokin. I might not be technically enslaved, but I'm enslaved. I'm bayar b'sivlosa. Paro, as brilliant as he was limited in his capacity of recognizing that Moshe Rabbeinu could be more of the Am than you can imagine, Paro. There's just one reason you don't get it. Because Goy Adaite Denavshe Ka'ovin. Sugya, we learned this week. There's no Lishma by a Goy. He can't connect in that same way that we can connect. He can't be Mekablin Din Midin. He can't create that Lashon Chiba from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way that we can create. Because we're not Adaita Denafshe. We're Adaita Dechavre. We're Adaita Dechavre. Moreover, Rabbi said, we live in a scary world. As the Gemara in Bava Basra says, and I quote many times, it's a world that is an oilam hafach. I was talking to someone last night. You know, this person's on top. You see the way, it's an oilam hafach. Topsy-turvy. It's what it is. Or Moshe writes in one place, like, the people who we give covet to, it's an oilam hafach. It's an oilam hafach. It's a crazy world. El yoinim lamata, says the Gemara Baba Basra, and daf yunam ebeiz, v'tachtoinim lamata. Topsy-turvy. What's up is down, and what's down is up. Says Tosfos in Baba Basra on Daf Yud Amud Beis, Perush Rabbeinu Chanana. What does it mean? El Yoinim Lamata V'Tachtoinim Lamala. The Amar on a Goyinim Shekiblu Biyadam Rav Mipirav. The Oilam Hafuch Haynu Shira Shmuel Da Yosef Kameder of Yehuda Talmide Shem Demichash B'Shmuel B'Perak Bamet Behema Gabi Ahi Itzasa Da Asya V'Tzoicha Kameder Shmuel Lo Yesh Bechla Amar Le Rav Yehuda Les Le Lamar. Oitem oza mizakas daf. What's el yoinim lamata tachnoinim lamata? Taisis quotes a Gemara in Shabbos and Daphnin Hey. There was a woman who came suffering to Shmuel, and he sent her off to another rabbi, and didn't listen to her screams and to her pains. And that's Rav Yehuda responds. That's what the Rabbeinu Chananel says. That's an olam hafach. To be able to shut your ears. To be able to not listen and not have your heart racing when someone else is suffering, that's not this world. That's techtoinim lamala lamala elyoinim lamata. That's not the way a Jewish world works. You have to be margish. You have to be vayar v'sivloso. Elu ein lehem chelek lo ilam haba zok derama menuchas tshuva in perigimol. One of the people that don't have a chelek in ilam haba. Hapirish midarkei atzibur, one who goes against the ways of the tzibur, says the Rambam afal pi shelo yavar averus. Even though the guy's a good guy, he's not being an avaryon. Ela nivdal me'adis yisrael ve'ino otzim mitzvos miklulo. Below nichnas, says the Rambam, he's not nichnas bitzaroson. He's not feeling their pain. Person could be an Oved Hashem, could be makbid on every mitzvah. And he's parish midarki at tzibur. It means when the tzibur and other people around him are suffering, he doesn't listen. He doesn't feel it. It doesn't have an impact on him about how he's going to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create rachmanus for our suffering, for our matzav. Ein lo chelek l'olam haba. That's a parish midarki at tzibur. That's el yoinim l'mala. El yoinim l'mata and tachtoinim l'mala. Marev Rabbeisai. Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen in the beginning of the Geula, in the Yochol Mirosh Chodesh, in this Zman of when the Geula is sprouting, in the Sneh, because of the characteristic and this idea and this concept of Holich B'tzaros Echov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that. And the answer to the Sifsei Chachamim's question of why Rashi chose to introduce the concept of Vayikra and the concept of Vekara Zelzeh V'Omar in this parsha is because there's no better parsha. The whole reason there's a Vayikra by the Sneh on a personal level towards Moshe Rabbeinu, and the whole reason the Geula sprouted there, was Mikoyach the message of this Vayikra, of Mikablan Demidein. So the kasha is the teretz. The sneh is all emanating from the yisoid of this Rashi. It's all one vayikra. Kadosh Baruch Hu is vayikar, and what's precious and dear to him, and he responds b'lashon chiba, and is going to take us out of our galus or baisai, when he sees what? Mikablim den midin. When he sees the way we react to the parsha of Yisurim, to the parsha of Karbonos, to the suffering of another Yid. And that's exactly why Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen back at that parsha of Sneh. Because he internalized this parsha of Karbonos. Because even though Klal Yisrael as a whole was not yet on that level, Moshe Rabbeinu began, and that made him be able to lead on this message, on this concept, on this fundamental reality that Klal Yisrael needs to live by throughout the Doris. And now to bring the Geula on this Rosh Chodesh with Mekablim Dein Midein, with Noise Ba'olam Chavero. We have to set the record right. We have to make the world back into El Yoinim, Tachtoinim, Tachtoinim. Stop flipping around the world and being so focused on your Adaita Denafshe, on your personal reality. On your, I got to do what's good for me. I got to put myself and only myself in the cheshbon. That's not the Jewish way. And if that was the way, Rabbi Isai, we wouldn't have any Lashon Chiba from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we would have been stuck in Mitzrayim because we wouldn't have had a Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Rabbi Isai, as we approach on this Rosh Chodesh, the Parsha of Parshas HaGeula, as we have a Hava Amina to start talking about the Geula already from now, the beginning, blossoming of a Geula, 2 weeks before the Yontif of Pesach. Let's be makbid to connect as a nation and to understand that each and every one of us in different ways, shapes, or forms are suffering in their own way. And we have to get out of our independent reality and independent worlds and start being margish. That matzav. And even if you're suffering, Rabbi Yisai, your friend could listen to you. Just like the Pius Etzner was speaking to people, that everyone was suffering. But listen to what we have as Yidden. When I hear you out and you hear me out. And it's not just listening. But it's what? It's internalizing. It's impacting. It's changing. It's forcing a geula from Lamala. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes out with a lashon of Vayikra, with a lashon of Chiba, a za nachas, a za love,
Aza preciousness. Wow. It wants to kiss us from this parsha. Smir Rabbeisai, let us speak to one another. Again, in the right environment. Hold each other's hands. Connect to one another. And figure out how we can help. And we can change. And we can sympathize. And we can affect Mirtzeh Hashem, the Geula of each and every one of us in this situation.